Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Oh, hi. Good morning. Come on in. You're just in time. Take a seat.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Rowe. Sir, I have a problem with my boiler.
How about some coffee? Cream, sugar?
What is the best backup generator made today?
Blueberry scone, perhaps?
When you turn on the hot water, it whistles like a train.
Get comfy, because Lou Casa, tu casa. And he's taking your questions till 10. Right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware, by Touch and Foam Professional Spray Foam Insulation, and by LouHairVideo.com. Morning, Sam. Good morning, Veronica.
Howdy.
Nice to see both of you this morning. As I mentioned, Sam hosting Preps Plus on Friday nights. You guys sounded great. Every Friday at 10 o'clock, right?
Until the playoffs, then we go to Saturday.
I like it. Very nice. So tune into that Friday night. Veronica, you're going to be at Popcorn Fest. I guess the big question is, do you like popcorn?
I love popcorn.
Yeah.
I'm pretty boring about the popcorn, though. I like just plain popcorn. I mean, we have some, you know, places here, and we have places in Indiana, too, that will sell, like, 200 flavors of popcorn.
Oh, really? Lindsay, you love popcorn.
I do.
Yeah. My sister-in-law, Nora, her thing, when I was first dating Mary Beth, we went to the movies once, and we bought popcorn, or either maybe we brought it. I seem to remember at some point in our lives we used to bring our own popcorn, you know, because the popcorn at a movie theater is like $800. But she would bring Raisinettes and put them in the popcorn.
That's the best thing ever.
I'd never heard of it in my life.
Although I do peanut M&Ms.
It's the salty and sweet thing together.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's my
didn't
heaven.
You, wait, when you were pregnant, didn't you do something with watermelon and ketchup? Right? Wasn't there something like that?
Things.
Yeah, there was something really weird.
Yeah.
Like that. You don't remember that?
I mean, I do. I think I even brought you a sandwich in that morning.
Oh, I saw you. She was eating watermelon and ketchup this morning.
Right.
Wait, there was something with was spinach? Like...
Oh, I put peanut butter and jelly, spinach, and pickle, I think, on my... I don't know.
Wow.
Something like that.
You know what? I did have
actually,
a bite.
I would eat that right now.
Wait a minute. Are you saying something?
No.
We'd like to make an announcement. Oh. Lindsay is pregnant. No, she's not. She's not. Don't call in. Oh, my gosh. Come on. Let's see. 7:16 in the morning. Okay. Do you have that song ready?
I do.
This morning, Veronica, and tell me the ages of your children, Veronica.
Let's see. Timothy is 25.
Okay.
Amber's 23 and Jordan's 16.
Okay. So do you remember when they went to go take the ACT? Sam, do you remember taking the ACT?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Today's an ACT day for a lot of kids. Our daughter Mallory included, and my niece Flannery's taking the ACT as well. Mallory's taken it a couple times. This is the last time she's taken it. You know, you take the test, the first time you take it, and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I got this score. And then as they get educated and do a little prep work now, and which, I mean, I never did a prep work. Did you do prep for the ACT?
I didn't.
I don't think so.
Right. I don't even think they had the ACT when I was in high school. Anyway, so they get all stressed out and worked up, you know, about it. And I go, look, just go and relax. So all of you, if you're driving with your parents, you're driving yourself. I went in last night. We got home from dinner, and Mallory was, it was about 11 o'clock, a little after 11, and she was still awake. And I go in there, and I'm like, look, tomorrow, just relax. Don't, you know, just do your best. The score you're going to get on this test doesn't matter. And I said to her, I go, do you know who Doris Day is? And she goes, well, I've heard the name. I go, Doris Day was this famous singer you know, an actress in the, what would you say, Veronica, 50s, 40s, 50s, 50s and 60s?
50s, yeah.
I go, she sang this famous song, Que Sera, Sera. And I sat in her bed and I go, Que Sera, Sera.
Whatever will be, will be.
Right. She goes, well, what does Que Sera, Sera mean? And I go, well, it's like, it's going to be okay. You know, like, don't worry about it. And she goes, you mean like Hakuna Matata?
Yep, exactly.
I go, exactly. Right. I go, so here, for you parents, if you want to sing Que Sera, Sera to your kids, if you're taking them, go ahead and do. But it really, the modern day version is Hakuna Matata. So good luck to all you kids taking the ACT today. You'll do just fine. Remember, the score you get on that test does not define you.
And if you don't know the answer, it's probably C.
There you go. That would be Sam. Or if there's an answer that says Sam, go with that. I don't know. It could be Sam. Put Sam there. All right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Pat in Walworth. Pat, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning.
How can I help
you,
sir?
This morning?
I'm great.
I have an infestation of fruit flies in the kitchen. And I've gone through all the cupboards and all the cabinets and made sure there's no food open or.
But you have a lot. But do you have a lot of fruit?
No.
Oh, all right. Okay. Did you?
But I may have a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
I had some bananas, but that's all gone and cleaned up, and. Later on, if you walk over to the sink, they just fly up. Okay.
Okay. So they may not be fruit flies; they may be drain flies.
Okay.
Okay. So
are they similar looking?
Well, I mean, my eyes aren't that good, but yes, when they're flying when they're flying around, I can't give you the facial features of them, but yeah, they're tiny. Two things I want you to do. I want you to go to the hardware store and buy the Taro fruit fly trap. Looks like a little apple.
Okay.
Looks like a little apple. And you're going to put the attractant inside the apple, and that you're going to put on the counter. But if they're coming out of the drain, they could be.
Okay.
What can I tell you?
I haven't seen them coming out of the drain.
I thought you said when you walk over to the sink, they come up.
Yes. But okay. A couple days I put water in the sink and put the plug in,
mm-hmm.
and I still had the
similar thing. Okay.
Yeah, similar thing.
So just in case, we're going to do two things. We're going to buy the Taro fruit fly trap, and then I want you to, when you go to the hardware store, I want you to get a small tube brush. Okay. So it is a nylon brush that is skinny. You know, it's probably the size of the tines on it are the size of a Sharpie marker in diameter, if you can imagine that. I want you to take a little bit of Pine Sol, pour it down the drain, and then take that tube brush and go in between the crisscrosses in the sink and scrub the side walls of the drain.
Okay.
To get all that gunk off the sides, which is where those little bugs could be living.
Okay.
And with those two things in mind, if you do both those things, I think you'll solve the problem, and you will you'll eliminate it. It'll probably take a couple days for the whole thing to resolve itself.
Okay. But, my son did come back yesterday with one of those Taro. Apple.
Okay. Well, it takes a couple days for that to work, but it should work very well.
Okay.
Hey, I have a question for you. Are you you're in Walworth? Where?
Just outside of Fontana.
In Wisconsin.
Yes, in Wisconsin.
Okay. I tell you what. I'm going to send you out an extra large premium chef's cutting board made from the finest American maple wood and crafted in the USA, especially for The Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom. You can experience The Edge at Builder Supply Outlet, just 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road at 25th Avenue in Broadview. So hang on, Lindsay's going to get you that information. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these. 727 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. This is Alan in Elk Grove Village. Alan, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I have a question about the Bonide Sonic Spikes that you sell at your Ace Hardware stores.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Do they repel mice? It says gophers and moles, and I don't know if mice burrow underground. I suspect maybe they do, but
I don't think they do because the whole concept is with the spike, you drive it into the ground. And it's too bad Spike Odell is not on the radio anymore. He would have been the perfect spokesperson for them.
Right.
But it burrows into the ground, and you don't hear it. And I suppose mice, field mice may go underground. But without the package in front of me, it's really for chipmunks, moles, voles that are underground that it does very well. Are you having a mouse problem?
I've seen them actually outside the
yeah.
house. And so I thought this would be great if it worked to keep them away.
Yeah. I think your best bet, there are some sonic mouse. This is the thing about the sonic spike. I've never been a fan of any device that makes these sounds because I think that eventually the rodent or the animal gets used to them. That's been my experience with the ones. They do make a mouse version of that you put outside or inside. You don't hear it, but it's a high-pitched thing, and supposedly they don't like it. One of the things that works really well if you're looking to just repel them and not kill mm-hmm. them is a product called Fresh Cab. And it is a spearmint-based packet that you can place inside your home. For some reason, rodents don't like the smell of that spearmint mint smell. It initially was invented to be put in the cab of tractors when they're out in the field where field mice would get inside of them. But it works quite well to use on the inside. And then on the outside, you put bait to try and bait them. And obviously then they expire. But you want to bait outside, trap, or use Fresh Cab on the inside to help to limit the problem with mice. Thanks so much for the phone call. Quick break.
Now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Love is a burning thing.
Right? This is great.
Little things make
and
me
it
so
makes
happy.
It
makes me so happy. I was driving with my wife, and we plugged in the iPod into the car, into the Chevy Tahoe. You know, it's got the Bluetooth, goes right very, and all of a sudden this song came on. And my phone, it was playing off of my wife's phone, and I said, "Text Lindsay right now. Tell her I need a rejoin with this song."
God.
I love that song.
I do too.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. By the way, if you're watching on the web, there's a little glare on you, Lindsay, off the glass. So I don't know. You sort of have that. You remember when Cybill Shepherd was on Moonlighting and they always use that filter on the camera to make her look? No, it's not. It's the glass. It's not. It's because the camera's looking through the glass.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's a softer light.
Okay.
But I have one of the cameras, I always put signs up of charities. Remember, we used to get people to send us a 2-foot by 2-foot sign,
mm-hmm.
which still, if you want to do that, if you are
yes.
a real charity, like the real deal, you know who should send us a sign is the people at Paul Ham at the food deposit, Night Ministry.
Oh, yes.
They should send us a sign. Anyway, right now, Misericordia Heart of Mercy sign is up if you're looking on the web. And the reason I bring that up is tomorrow is Family Fest at 6300 North Ridge Avenue, which is at Devon. It is such a fun event. It's from 11 to 6. Kids tickets, I believe, are $5. Adults are 10.
That's right.
All kinds of entertainment. There's games. There's rides for the kids, delicious food, all these great sponsors. It is always a great day at Family Fest. So if you're looking for something to do, come on out between 11 and 6 tomorrow. I'm actually going to be out there about 5 p.m. I get the honor of, look at, Sam's putting up his own sign that says, go White Sox. That's all right. See, Sam, you got to use the technology to your advantage. I like it. Very nice. I'm going to be out there. You can chat with me around 5 o'clock. I'm going to get to work with Frank Matthey. My friend Lynn Bramer, who is on WXRT, has always been very good to Misericordia. He's going to be out there as well. And it's just a really, really fun event. Also, you've heard me talk about the Joe Madden Jeep, okay? So Joe Madden, they the Fields Auto Group, which, you know, okay, I'm the Chevy guy, so I don't want the Chevy people to get mad. But the Fields Auto Group, I found out that they sell Cadillacs also. They have a Cadillac dealership, which is General Motors, so it's all in the family. See how I kind of wrap that all around so I don't get
You're
in trouble?
Good at that.
So they built this custom Jeep for Joe Madden. It's this $70,000 blue beauty of a Jeep Wrangler. Beefed up tires, jacked up, all LED lights everywhere, Rawlings leather seats on the inside. How cool does that sound? And then it's got logos. And so they're having a fundraiser where if you buy a $100 raffle ticket, they're going to split. They're selling 3,000 tickets, and they're going to split the donation. So Fields gives them the Jeep, gives Joe the Jeep, says, drive this for the summer, and at the and go ahead and raffle this bad boy off. Joe says, I'm going to get rid of this thing because how many cars do I need? And $100,000 goes to Miz, $100,000 goes to Cub Charities, and $100,000 goes to his Respect 90 charity. It is going to be at our Edgebrook Ace Hardware store at 5423 West Devon Avenue today between noon and 3. So you can come check this bad boy out. We are selling the raffle tickets there. You can pay by check, cash, or credit card. You can also buy tickets at Wrigley Field when the team is in there, but it's hard to find where to buy the tickets. I'll tell you that at Wrigley. And you can also go to Misericordia. You have to buy them. They can't, because of the rules, the way it works, you can't buy them online, unfortunately. You have to buy them in person, and they're only available for sale in the city of Chicago. So come out and see the Jeep. The Jeep's also going to be at Family Fest on Sunday, so you can buy the tickets there. So think about it. 3,000 tickets. That's it. 100% of the proceeds go to the charities, and you could win this $70,000 Jeep. Isn't that awesome?
That is pretty cool.
I'm not going to get to see the darn Jeep today at our store because right after the show, my wife and I are going to a wedding in Kalamazoo, Michigan. So I'm not going to get to see it.
I was going to have you send a picture.
I know. Well, we'll have to have somebody at the store send you a picture, and we'll post it. But come on out and see it. Great charity. My thanks to Chicago Cubs, to Joe Madden as well, and our little secret Santa who knows Joe Madden that made it all happen. Thank you. Love you. And so it'll be cool. I'm going to buy a ticket. Why not? Watch, I'll win. Right? Oh, my gosh. Mary Beth would kill me.
Share the love.
I know.
I'm going to buy a ticket tomorrow. We're going to Ms. Fest, too, or the Family Fest, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring the girls.
Yeah, bring the
so
girls and $100.
Yeah.
When are you going to come? You should come if you can come. Well, you have nap time.
I was going
to
say,
because everybody would love to meet you too. Where, like, on the boat thing? We went on the boat thing. WGN had a boat tour, which you had to miss because of the babysitting thing. And
kids,
I said, and it was all the WGN people there that, you know, a lot of us that work together, and some we don't get to see a lot. And if I had one other person say, "Where's Lindsay? Where's Lindsay? Where's Lindsay?" 312-981-7200 is our phone number. She's the one answering the phone right now when you call. This is Connie in Rosemont. Hi, Connie. You're on WGN.
Hi. My question is, we have a rental house that was handed down through the family, and I want to move into it, but the floors are really crooked. So I went down in the basement, and I see where they've cut floor joists to run some plumbing. And I asked a friend to look at it. What could we do to fix this? Should we, you know, put something in the basement to jack it up? And they said, you're going to start popping all the drywall. The windows were put in afterwards. So I'm wondering, is there something that we could do to level out this floor that isn't real heavy like floor levelers, or something lighter weight?
The thing with leveling a floor is if they're what you mentioned when you went down to the basement, you see they cut out joist and did whatever. We have to make sure that the floor is structurally sound, okay? And and a good carpentry contractor could come in and be able to either sister in new joists or actually replace joists if need be in certain areas. And while, you know, there might be some cracking of the walls, the windows probably are less of an issue because the settling probably occurs inside of the foundation walls, correct?
Yes, it's pretty much like in the center of the
house. So, I would be less concerned with the windows, but in other words, if you're, hey, we really want to move into this house, this goes into my whole concept of you have to have a really good, you have to have good bones in the house, meaning, meaning that, you know, that kind of stuff structurally needs to be fixed first. And yeah, okay, you're probably going to paint anyway before you move in, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we have to spend the money wisely, and it starts with getting those floors structurally sound. Now, even when they do that jacking up and leveling, there still may need to be some additional work that has to happen up above as far as the floor goes, but then you know you have a solid base. Now I've got a nice solid floor. It's not going to go anywhere. I'm going to patch the walls. I'm going to paint over here. Yeah, maybe this window needs to get adjusted, although I doubt it. But that has to be your guide before you do anything.
If the house isn't really worth it, then I really hated to spend a lot of money.
The thing is, at this point, you don't know what that means. Okay. So in other words, if you get a couple of estimates, here's the thing. The great place to start is go to the NARI website, NARI.org, which is the National Association of the Remodeling Industry. Contact a couple of carpentry contractors. Have them come out. Have them take a look at it. And they could say, hey, you know what, Connie? I think if we put a telepost over here and we put a couple of joists in here, we can probably do this for $2,000. I'm just making up a number. Okay.
Right.
Now the other guy may come in here. Hey, Connie, you know, we're going to have to do extensive work here. It's going to be $10,000. Well, at least now you know which way you want to go.
Okay. All right. Well, I was hoping for an easy fix.
Well, here's the easy fix. If you were calling the Steve Cochran show, he would tell you to sell. So the easiest thing is to sell. But you said you want to keep it. So I think that get the information, get all the information from a professional so you can make an informed decision. I appreciate the phone call. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. Then when we come back, we have a Noodaloo 2 from Moen. You know Moen, the faucet people that make terrific vanity faucets and kitchen faucets. They also make accessories like towel bars and things you can put in your home to make it look beautiful. They came out with this really slick way to make sure that you install things correctly. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Time for our Noodaloo 2. The box got sent to us. It was sitting on my desk, my cube that I never use. And Lindsay and I, it was after a show, right? We opened up, I go, oh, what's this? And I open up the box. I'm like, well, it's like a hook in a towel bar. And then I open the package. And now it's our Noodaloo 2. Take a listen.
Whether it's pictures, hardware, towel racks, hooks, anything that needs to be hung evenly on a wall, I am not your go-to gal. Behind just about everything I've hung in our house are two or more holes where I didn't get it right the first time. Tape measure or not, math is not my strong suit. Hey, I was a marketing major at a party school. This week's Noodaloo 2 is a game changer, though, when installing bathroom hardware. The very first of its kind on the market, new Moen Press & Mark bath hardware features a washable ink stamp to show users exactly where to drill, eliminating the need for a traditional paper template. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. 1, choose your location. 2, push the piece of hardware, whether it's a towel bar, a toilet paper holder, robe hook, firmly against the wall so that the built-in erasable marker leaves its mark. And 3, drill and mount. Ugh, so easy. I can't believe this hasn't been done before. Press and Mark is available on several Moen bathroom accessory collections, including the transitionally styled Darcy family of accessories and the traditional Hensley suite. These things are brand new on the market, and all of them feature a limited lifetime warranty. To find out more information, you can visit Moen.com. It's Moen.com. I'll put all this information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page on WGNRadio.com, or check out his Facebook page. Be sure and click and like the Press and Mark post. For your chance to win a sample of your own, we're giving 2 away to 2 lucky winners. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
That's awesome. So go to our Facebook page, like our Facebook page, and the Moen people are going to send you out a sample of this. Okay, if you win. Oh, yeah. Not everybody. All 20,000 of you. Mullen's like, wait a minute, we didn't agree to that. Here's the thing. If you're going out to buy a faucet and you're not quite sure what faucet to buy, oh my gosh, there's so many different faucets. What do I buy? You will never go wrong putting in a Moen faucet. They just work and work and work and work and work. Okay? Now, they have always made very nice accessories, towel bars, hooks. Never had an issue with the quality and how they look, and they have really great designs. When I was building houses, we used to put the Moen Monticello style, which is still around, and it's like a classic look, you know, and they make accessories to go with it that match in a kind of a bathroom suite of products. So when I open this thing up, this, what is this? Well, this is the Darcy. Okay, so I'm holding the hook in my hand. This is a high-quality piece of metal, and it's beautiful. It's a brushed nickel, which is very, you know, popular and pleasing to the eye. And this is a robe hook. So it's a nice size hook, right? Lindsay, you could hang a couple of good robes on this thing. Imagine how you hang a piece of an accessory like this, right? You mount the bracket on the wall, and then there's a little set screw on the bottom that you pop the hook on, and then you tighten the screw, and that's it. So in place of that metal right now is a little plastic piece that's very similar to the mounting. And there's two little circles and a piece of foam, okay? And those two little circles have what appears to be graphite, like a pencil, inside there. So when you put it, oh, I want to put the hook right here, and you line it up, it's nice and, you know, vertically positioned, and you push it against the wall. Now, when you first push it against the wall, you just feel the foam, but not the graphite, doesn't touch it. Then when you push it, it leaves two little marks on the wall. How cool is this?
Very cool.
Right?
Saves a lot of time.
Oh, my gosh. And then the nice thing is, when Lindsay and I were trying it, you know, poking it all over the walls at WGN, she goes, well, can you erase it? And I just put my finger, and it's like a pencil mark. That's what it is. And you can, oh, no, I don't want it over there. I want it over here. And now you drill exactly where those holes go, and you mount the stuff. This is really cool. So go to my Facebook page, at Lou Manfredini, Facebook.com. Like the page, and one, how many are you giving away? Two sets to try it out on your own. Randomly, you will win on Facebook. It'll also be up on our website, WGNradio.com, and you can vibe about it if you have the Vibe Score app for your Apple phone. 7:57 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Hi, Mike Emmerich from the NHL on NBC. Whether you're a visitor to Chicago like me or a lifelong resident, we all learn a lot about pavers and caulk and drywall and plumbing stuff to make our houses better. It's Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, Saturdays on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN. Here come the
Hawks, the Lightning. Thanks, Doc. By the way, it's time to get ready for another exciting season of Chicago Blackhawks hockey. Join me for a live broadcast of the Mr. Fix-It Show on Saturday, September 24th from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be outside the United Center at the Chicago Blackhawks Training Camp Festival. The outdoor festival is free and has fun activities for all ages. You can watch our broadcast, enjoy live music, even join a Q&A session with Blackhawks alumni. Keep listening. We'll give you a chance to win tickets that will get you inside the United Center for the sold-out Training Camp Festival to watch the team scrimmage. The first 10,000 fans to enter the United Center get a Brent Seabrook bobblehead. You can get more details at WGNradio.com/events. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com, by Fox Home Center, and by wetandforget.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Coming up after the 8:30 news, we're going to be talking to the founder and CEO of a company called SunTegra. There's been so much talk about the company Tesla that Elon Musk runs, about how he's building this big solar factory out in out on the West Coast, and you know, which is all good. But SunTegra has been out there doing solar for quite some time. The technology is out there and existing. And in particular, we're going to talk about solar technology as it pertains to your roof. So if you've ever thought about doing something with solar that can be integrated to your roof that is a little bit nicer looking, You're going to want to listen coming up after 8:30 this morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is Donna in Chicago. Hi, Donna. You're on WGN.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
Okay. The base of the shower, I guess you call that the base tray, is...
Are you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, sorry. It's the base of the tray in the shower, and it's white. And I've always cleaned it. It's never been an issue. But my husband uses the hose to, like, flush it when it's plugged up.
Okay.
And so one thing occurred where it appears that it might be, like, a rust spot that refuses to come out. But now I know the shower, and it kind of looks like, well, maybe I did it, like, it's like the white has been rubbed off, and I don't know where that's coming from. I did use some kitchen cleanser because I was trying to clean off that little rust spot, but I didn't notice it, and now it's like all over. So I'm wondering, can I get some spray paint or something to spray the bottom where it will stay in the shower, or do I need to put a, what do you call it, a molded sleeve on top of it or replace the whole darn thing?
Can you tell me, do you know what the shower base material is? Is it fiberglass? Is it acrylic? Is it a terrazzo?
No, I don't have anything expensive like your taste. I just have a shower thing. It looks like it's not porcelain.
Just so you know, there's nothing expensive about what I just said. Fiberglass, acrylic, or terrazzo. It's got to be one of those three. You said the whole thing is white?
Yeah, the whole thing is white.
Okay, and what are the walls of the shower?
Tile.
Okay. And...
Oh, it says here it's called MUSTEEPN481104.
All right, so it's a musty base, and it's probably made from acrylic then.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm looking at it as we speak.
Okay. Now, the kitchen cleanser, if you were scrubbing away, depending on the how old this is, there's a lot of times there's a top layer, a finish layer, that you may have scrubbed away, and so that discoloration could be because of the abrasive material. Now, when you said that there's a rust spot, is that near the drain?
Oh no, my husband takes the hose and he brings it into the shower and then he flushes out the drain. And so
he just sprays water.
He puts the hose into
down the drain. Okay.
And flushes out the plug up.
Understood. But where is the discoloration? You said there was like a rust stain.
Oh, the rust stain is like you can tell it's where the hose was, where it sat on, like on the edge of the thing in the corner. Like if you put the hose in there.
I see. Okay. Now, have you tried anything like using Clorox makes a cleaner called Clorox Cleanup?
Yeah, I tried that. I've tried every bleach. I've tried
everything
you can possibly think of.
And when you go to rub this off, what do you use?
Well, if I'm not using like my Lysol spray or if I'm not using the bleach spray, I might use like a sponge or sometimes like a very soft, mild sponge with a little... Of course, you know, something so you could get it off with, but the rust spots never come out. I've even left the bleach with paper sitting on top of it.
And it doesn't come out. Okay.
No.
Well, at this point, there must be some discoloration in the base itself that if everything you've just tried doesn't get it out, then your only alternative is to either recoat that base, which you'll have to use a tub and tile paint, not a spray paint, but you're actually going to brush it on. And mm-hmm. Rust-Oleum makes a tub and tile that can be used. You have to really prep and clean the area very well, make sure it's dry. Take that the cover off of the drain so you can get at it, and you will brush this on to get a nice coating over the top. And it's pretty durable. You just have to follow the instructions, and you'll get it to be nice and shiny and white again. And you shouldn't get any bleed through whatsoever through the paint itself. Just follow the instructions really well. But at this point, based on everything you've tried, you're not going to get those stains off. And curious why the stain from the hose has penetrated into it. But the acrylic must just be older and more porous, and it's absorbed into the actual acrylic, and you just can't get into it to clean it out anymore. So recoating it probably makes the most sense. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 8:17 in the morning. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. Don't go away.
Now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with your host, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
There's nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer. Kind of glue that sticks this world together.
Welcome back. The Mr. Fix-It Show with me, Lou Manfredini. 312.
God bless the working man.
981-7200. There's Jim in Indy. Hey, Jim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou, how you doing?
Great. What's going on?
Great. Hey, I've got a concrete driveway, and it's poured in big, you know, in big squares, like, I don't know, 10 by 10 squares or something like that.
Okay.
10 foot by 10 foot, 10 squares. There's a lot of cracking going through. Most of them are small cracks, but at the edges, there's, you know, there's areas where, you know, the concrete's really coming away. Is there value in me doing something with that, or is it just like wait until it goes bad and then you got to replace it?
This pad that you have with the cracks, is it just one of the many that's really bad, or is it all over? In other words, that one you just described, if I could just take that one out and put a new one in, would you be happy?
No. The small cracks are, you know, pretty prevalent. The larger cracks are a couple of them.
Okay.
And there's probably, I don't know, I'm just guessing here, there's probably 12 of them.
And is the driveway still flat, or is it a large crack that a piece is falling away where you can trip?
No, it's still flat.
Okay. Here's the issue. You do want to do something with it because where you live, snow and ice gets inside there. It's only going to get worse. So the issue is, how old is that driveway?
I've only owned the house for about a year and a half. The house is about 20 years old. I'm guessing that driveway is original.
All right. You're going to – do you have a pencil?
Mm-hmm.
Tintcrete.com. Okay, it's a concrete patch. The reason I'm telling you...
I'm sorry. How do you spell that?
Tint, T-I-N-T, Tint, Crete, C-R-E-A-T-E? No, C-R-E-T-E. C-R-E-T-E. Okay. They make two versions. They make new concrete and old concrete. Sounds like you want old concrete. They come in different sizes. For cracks, you're probably only going to need to buy. I'd buy their 10 pounder. They can ship it to you, and you're going to mix that up and use a small trowel or putty knife and fill in those cracks, and then go over the top of it with a little, like a brush, even a paintbrush to match the grooving so it matches, it blends in, and you're going to get a pretty good match with their old concrete coloring, because they literally tint it. That way it's going to keep water from getting in there, ice to get in there, and make the cracks worse. Now, worse. When you get to the point where this starts to fall off and, wow, now I'm going to trip and do whatever, well, then you got to think about either getting it leveled or replacing the concrete altogether. Now, you're in Indianapolis, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
I can't send you the people of PermaSeal to do their poly-level system. But I'm sure that there's somebody there that does that down the line if you ever need that. But for now, use this Tintcrete. Great time to do it this time of year so you're ready for the winter. And it should look pretty good. It will look a lot better for you if you could do that now. Thanks so much for the phone call. Let's talk to Renee, who's in Tinley Park. Hi, Renee.
Good morning, Lou. I so need your help.
All right. Well, I'll see what I can do.
A while back, I would have to guesstimate maybe like in last winter. Every once in a while, I would smell a very faint smell in my upstairs bathroom. It really reminds me of the type of smell you would smell when you first turn on your furnace in the fall, and you have these windows open to air it out.
Right.
And within the last couple of weeks, it had been more noticeable. Last weekend, a friend of mine came over, and we took off the vent from the water heater. I have a tri-level house, and that bathroom and the wall that would come down into the sub-basement would be the same wall that that vent would be coming up through.
Okay.
Now, we took off the vent, and he went up on top of the roof and took off the
top. Wow, this is a good friend.
He's excellent. But he put a wire down there. We got that down there. He took his suction, well, his shop back, and drew everything, you know, all the air through that pipe. He put his hand on top of the pipe while I was in the basement and turning on the vacuum like that. Nothing ever came out. For about a day and a half, the smell seemed to go away, which I thought, okay, that must have been it. Now it seems to be doing it more. It's almost like every time the dishwasher gets run or if I take a shower, I'm smelling it. Any ideas?
We have a carbon monoxide and smoke detector in the house, right?
I've put the carbon monoxide tester in there in the bathroom, and it's coming up as a zero.
Okay. I just want to make sure you have those devices there to see if, in fact, this odor... Okay, here's what I want you to try. The odor's only in the bathroom.
Yes.
When you run the dishwasher, and where is the kitchen in relationship to the bathroom?
It's a tri-level house. So the kitchen is...
In the front of the house.
It's on the kind of on the half of the opposite side of the house.
Okay. Here's what I want you to try. And do you have a bathtub or a shower base?
It's a bathtub.
All right. I want you to clean the drains in both the vanity and the bathtub. And you're going to do it this way. You may have heard me earlier talk about this thing called a tube brush. I think you're getting odor from the drain and the vanity on the sidewalls that you're smelling. And even though it smells like it's this heat thing, based on your telling me when you run the dishwasher and some hot water gets into the piping, I think you're getting a backdraft or might have a venting issue coming back. Use this tube brush and a little pine saw down the vanity to clean the drain all the way to the trap. In the bathtub, that's going to be a little more difficult to do. There is a drain cleaner called InstaFlow, which are these chips that will react and percolate and eat up the gunk that's inside that tub. You're going to pour these over the top, then take some boiling water and pour that over the top just so it starts to dissolve, and you're going to hear it kind of going to munch away. And you're going to probably do this like two or three times to really try and clean it out. And the other thing that we need to do is check the venting. I don't know if your friend is still around, to make sure that the vent that's on the top of the roof is clear as well, because I think it's more of a venting issue with your plumbing than it is with your water heater. But again, make sure that smoke and carbon monoxide detector is up where you're sleeping and that we're not getting any readings there, and that those connections off that water heater are done as well.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show, answering your questions since 1995 on 720 WGN.
He was a famous trumpet man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play.
8:38 in the morning.
He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came
Welcome
up,
back to the Mr. Fix-It Show.
He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie.
Before we get back to your phone calls, I want to talk to you about solar roofing. Now, this is something that, quite frankly, all of us should be doing. And I know that in many municipalities, it's a problem because they have all these rules about how things can look, and they don't want these giant solar panels on people's roofs, which makes no sense to me because what we're trying to do always is do better by the environment. We have this giant energy source that shines every day, thank God, and we can harness that to really make a difference. But what if there was a way to put solar roofing or put solar on your roof and have it be, well, more blended into the overall design? Joining me on the phone line right now is the founder and CEO of SunTegra, Oliver Kohler. Mr. Kohler, good morning, sir.
Hello, good morning. Glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. Now, before we talk about your company, I remember reading an article a few years back that said something like, if we built a solar project in the desert out in California that was 100 miles by 100 miles, which is, there's plenty of space to do that out there, that you could power the entire country. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Is there any validity to that?
There absolutely is validity to that. The sun has incredible power. But I think what's often left out is that that would be over 4 billion solar panels.
Right.
It's actually a large area. And then the issue is no one lives there. You got to transport that energy somewhere else.
Right.
The real goal, in some ways, is distributed generation. Let's power, let's capture the sun's energy right where we use it, and let's try to get 4 billion solar panels out on people's homes, or I should say, 4 billion or more solar shingles or solar tiles.
Well, that's why we're talking to you now. Traditionally, if 10 years ago I was speaking to someone about, put solar panels on your house, to gather the sun. Certainly, there's examples of people that would put solar panels on their backyard, mounted to a slab of concrete or whatever. But then people were putting them on their roofs, these rectangular or square panels that were mounted above the roof shingles to capture the sun. And, quite frankly, for me, that look doesn't really bother me because of what it's attaining. But you and your company figured out a way to integrate that into the actual roofing.
Yeah, that's right. And really what we've done is we've taken the same technology that's in those solar panels, which is actually inherently modular. It's based upon a solar cell that's about 6 by 6 inches. And we've taken that and put it in different format so that you can attach it directly to the roof in an overlapping fashion. And that gives it a lower profile and makes it look more like a roofing material. It really helps it blend into the roof. It's more innocuous, and we found that some people don't like solar panels, some people do, but we found that 3 out of 4 people would prefer something if they had the choice that integrates better into the roof. So we're really trying to provide people another choice next to solar panels that are already there.
So these panels are actually the roofing material as well, correct?
Correct, yes. Our solar shingles and our solar tiles, they attach directly to the roof. There's still an underlayment underneath them, just like there's an underlayment under roofing tiles or asphalt shingles. But in the case of the solar tiles, they will integrate directly. There's a tongue and groove that integrates directly with the roofing tiles themselves. And as far as the asphalt shingles, there's a perimeter flashing that allows you to integrate with the asphalt shingles, which will take up the plane of the roof around the solar shingles themselves.
So here in the Chicagoland area, if someone were to put this up on their roof, this would be the material that would go on. I'm curious. I know that your primary markets are in the Northeast, and you do a little bit in Colorado and Canada. Are roofing contractors installing this product and then someone else is doing the connection to harness the power into the home?
Exactly. Yeah, we work primarily with roofing companies also home improvement companies and home builders. And So with as we're working with roofing companies, if someone's looking at re-roofing, they then offer, well, have you thought solar? With home builder, if someone's building a new home or remodeling home, they can, you know, offer the homeowner, well, have you thought about solar? This is a great time to put some solar shingles on your roof, because you can not only get a great-looking solar system that produces lots of clean energy and saves you money, you can also save on the roofing.
So there's
savings on the roofing. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
The savings on the roofing are, you know, saving the actual roofing materials under where the solar is going to be. But also further down the line, you know, people forget that when you put solar panels above your roof, those solar panels are going to last longer than the roofing underneath it and around it. At some point, you may have to take that solar panel, the whole system off, re-roof, and put it back on again. If you go directly to the roof, you basically can just re-roof around it.
You've been doing this for 15 years. The average life of an asphalt shingle roof in the United States is 13 years. Now, there's plenty of examples of people who, whenever I say that number, they go, "You're crazy. I've had my roof on my house for 20 years, Lou." But the panels that you've, I guess, how old are some of the panels that have been installed, and what do they look like now?
Yeah, so panels in general, there's been panels that have been installed over 40 years ago and are still working, no problem. They keep going.
Right.
So, you know, so basic solar technology, there's no moving parts, and the materials have gotten better and more reliable as well. So they'll last, you know, they're guaranteed 25 years. They'll last 30 to 40, no problem. And, you know, compared to roofing, asphalt shingle roofing materials, which, you know, 13 years, you know, some people will say average 20 to 25 years.
Right. All right, do me a favor. Would you mind hanging on for just a second? I need to catch up on a little bit of business, and I'd like to come back and chat with you about, you know, the amount of solar that, you know, on average can be integrated into your roof, and then the amount of energy offset that you can expect that to provide to the average size home. I'm speaking with founder and CEO Oliver Kohler, who is the CEO and founder of SunTegra. We're talking about solar roofing shingles that you can put on your home. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet.
Up on the roof.
I get away from the hustling crowd.
Oliver Kohler, founder and CEO of SunTegra. Is this the theme song that just plays Mr. Kohler at the office all the time?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
I said, is this the song that always plays when you, like when you're on hold if someone calls SunTegra?
You should, I think it should be.
Yeah, bring that up at the next meeting, will you please?
Will do.
All right, so when you're talking about solar panels and the amount of energy that they can produce, is there a typical formula, and is it based on square inches, square feet? How do you determine, you know, when you say, all right, hey, Mrs. Smith, you've got a house there in New Jersey, and we're going to put these panels on, and we need this much space to do this.
Sure. Well, first thing we typically do is when someone is interested in solar is we'll go right on Google Earth, punch in their address, and then we'll look at their home, and we'll see, do they have you know, good line of sight to the south, east, or west.
That's amazing.
And a good you know, open space on the roof.
Okay.
That could be used. And typically, 500 square feet will give you a good amount of power, which could give which would cover 60 to 80% of an average home's use.
500 square feet. So we're talking in roofing a material which is sold by the square, which is a 10 by 10 area. It's five square. We need to find five square. And does it matter when you said you look at the roof? So in other words, I don't just have to have it on one side of a roof, correct?
No, correct. It could be south, southwest, east, or west. Typically, we'll look at a roof, and it's often you'll do multiple roof planes. You know, a shed type roof is always easiest. If you've got hip roofs and so forth, it's a little harder to fit to get the solar shingles or solar panels in. But, you know, they're modular. You can make most things work. And the power electronics that help you transfer that energy from the solar panels into the home have also gotten better and offer more versatility these days. Really, the biggest thing is, you know, if you're in a forest, solar is kind of hard. It can be difficult because shading on the system reduces the performance.
But that being said, I mean, in the forest, I get that. But in other words, you don't. In order for solar to benefit from it, you don't need direct sunlight 12 hours a day.
No, exactly. No, it can, as long as you've got a few good hours on the solar panels, you know, you can make some money from the sun.
So now I'm taking that energy from the solar panels, and are you directly connecting it into my electrical system, or are you storing it into some battery apparatus?
So typically, grid-connected systems, what's most often done is it's going directly into your home, and it's powering whatever needs to be powered. Now, if you are away during the day, your kids are at school, you're at work, there may be not enough things that need power in your home. It will then go right at your meter, spin it backwards, and when you come home, you then will use up that credit that the solar has provided for you during the day.
That's awesome.
And that's called net metering, which is a really nice thing.
That's awesome. Okay, let's get to some brass tacks. So we talked about 500 square feet typical that could potentially give you 50 to 60% of your power needs. Can you give me a rough estimate as to what kind of investment we're talking about?
Sure. And actually, that was 60 to 80%.
Oh, 60 to 80, excuse me.
Yeah, depending on how much, how big your home is and how much you use. So typically, a solar shingle, our solar shingles are sold by our dealers typically between, so a 500 square foot system would cost you about $20,000 to $25,000. 30% of that you get back because there's a federal tax credit. And then there's often other state incentives that help bring that down. So typically people are paying out of pocket about 50 to 60% of that cost.
Wow.
And that's a great deal today.
And does that tax credit, is it the type of thing that gets applied as part of the purchase, or you pay up front and then you see it like in form of a tax?
Yes.
Like the federal credit.
Yes. You will... So sometimes people will give a bridge loan to one-year loan so that gets taken off the purchase price up front. And then when the homeowner does their taxes and gets that tax return back, they then pay off that short-term loan.
Wow, that's awesome. I think it's great. And I've seen pictures. We're going to put pictures up on our Facebook page as well as links to your website as well. And we got to get you to do more of this stuff in Illinois as well. And I think that this is... You know, the utility companies, those prices they're never going to go down. There's no investment in that. And I know, you know, part of the rub with people like, oh, it's so expensive. Why would I invest so much? Well, guess what? You're going to just keep paying and paying and paying. And I mean, even the little things you don't know this about me, but my wife and I own a couple of retail stores, and we took one of the retail stores and switched all of the lighting in a commercial setting to LED. And our electric bill went from $1,200 to $600 just by making that switch. So that initial investment to all of that was expensive, but the payback is going to come in. And to your point, where yes, you may have to make this investment in solar initially, but if you're planning to stay for, you know, 5, 10, 15 years and plus, it's such a great added value proposition when you go to sell the house to say, oh, and by the way, I've got these solar panels. You know, I've lived in the house for 10 years, and they have a 20-something a year warranty, and you're going to benefit from that. It just is like a win-win.
Absolutely. And on the resale value, if you have a solar shingle that's integrated nicely into the design of your home, then it just adds that much more resale value to your future buyer, as well as, you know, it's something you can look at every day, know that you're saving energy, and know that it looks good.
Love it.
A great feeling.
I love it. Oliver Kohler, he's the CEO and founder of SunTegra. They are a solar shingle manufacturer based out of, where are you guys out? You're in New York? Port Chester, New York.
Yep.
What's the website where people can find more information about your company?
Sure. Check us out at suntegrasolar.com, and let us know if you're interested. We're happy to give you a quote.
That's awesome. I really appreciate you getting up and spending some time with us and giving us a little information about your company and what you guys are doing. Continued success, and I hope to see more and more of this in the Chicagoland area.
As do I. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. Appreciate you joining us. 8:57 in the morning. We'll be right back. So we were at dinner last night. We met with Mike and Chris and my friend Judy. We were out in Arlington Heights. When's the last time you went to dinner in Arlington Heights? Never. We went to this great Italian restaurant called Osteria Truly. It's on Hints Road in Arlington Heights. It was delicious. We sat outside. I had this really yummy lamb chop. And anyway, we're sitting there having dinner. We're done with dinner. We're talking. And this gentleman walks up to me and introduces himself. Hey, you know, I listen to you all the time. Which, by the way, don't ever feel like you can't come up. I'm just me, right? So it's when you don't come up and say hello to me that I'm really going to be, then I'm not going to be on the radio anymore. And so we chat. Oh, I listen to the radio show all the time. And he's a really nice guy. And I met the owner of the restaurant after we were done with dinner. And he goes, hey, and the hair looks good. Because I was sitting. He was above me looking down. So if you see me and you're questioning it, I'm happy to talk about it. Because right now I'm like 3+ months in there, and I can see all the stuff coming in. I'm super happy.
The city of Chicago reminds you to cover your mouth when you cough and to wash your hands regularly. Now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on 720 WGN.
I'll tell you in a minute. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show at 9:12 in the morning is sponsored by Permaseal Basement Systems, by Ace Hardware, and by Touch and Foam Professional Spray Foam Insulation. Well, the song may give it away. Seventh caller. So, you know, one of the things, Veronica and Sam, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get some voices that people hear all the time in their lives to do some rejoins without saying who they are. So don't guess yet. But that last voice that you heard, seventh caller can tell me where you hear that voice on a regular basis. You're going to win a pair of tickets to the sold-out Chicago Blackhawks Training Camp Festival on Saturday, September 24th, inside the United Center. The outdoor free festival starts at 8 a.m. and the doors inside open at 9. The first 10,000 fans receive Brent Seabrook bobblehead. Call Lindsay at 312-591-7000, which is the contest line. Were you going to say you saw Brent Seabrook in a towel? Yeah, in a towel. Wrapped in a towel. You and Brent. Jackie, and who else was it?
Jenny Steven.
Yeah, all of you were. I never saw three women with their mouths more wide open. He walked out. We were at the United Center. He walked out. Oh, hey, like just got out of the shower wrapped in a towel.
Ladies.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, Mr. Seabrook.
Hello. I love the Blackhawks.
I love you.
People ask me all the time, do you like see them naked, you know, when you're in the locker room?
And Lindsay,
I'm like,
did.
Well, I mean, I do too. I mean,
right.
People really ask you that?
Girls, mostly, yes.
Right.
And I can say I did.
Right. Congratulations.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Play that rejoin once more time and tell me where you hear this voice on a regular basis. Seventh caller, 591.
Chicago reminds you to cover your mouth when you cough and to wash your hands regularly. Now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on 720 WGN.
Yeah, we have another one, too, that we'll do next week that we played already, but I didn't mention the name. By the way, Veronica, Sam, you're not big moviegoers, are you?
Not really.
Not anymore.
Not anymore? Okay. And Lindsay, Lindsay, you're going to want to hear this. You're going to want to hear this. Hold on one second. So my wife and I went on a little date yesterday in the afternoon, which we occasionally do. We went to go see the movie Sully.
Oh.
And?
You got to put this on your list. It's a really good movie. Now here is, it's an emotional movie. Now I'm going to personalize this a little bit. I believe it was January 15th, 2009. When the Miracle on the Hudson happened.
Do you have an answer?
And so, whatever. Oh, she's
okay,
on.
Okay, hold on. I just need some information.
Hold on. You're on the air, my dear.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh.
So, I was on a flight from LaGuardia that same day that plane went down in New York. I think I've told the story. I left the morning before that U.S. Air flight took off, because when we landed in Chicago and everybody turned their phones on, you heard the chatter on the phone. Oh, my gosh, there's a plane in the Hudson. A plane crashed into the Hudson on that day. I was on a United flight that morning coming back from LaGuardia. The scene, and I don't know if this is, I fly a lot. Now, I don't fly a lot like some people. They fly way more than me, but I'm on airplanes a lot. And the scene, Veronica, where they're crash landing into the Hudson, I got short of breath. Because as they're going through, and I'm not going to give away a lot, but as they're going through the whole thing, you know, when I get on an airplane, I do not have a fear of flying, because when I walk through the door, I realize that I'm giving up all the control. I have nothing to do. I don't fly the plane. I can't make sure, you know, and me, because I'm a mechanical guy, I'm always like, boy, if that engine went out, you know, how could we stay up in the air? You know, I think about that kind of stuff, but I can't give it up. But I got so rattled by the scene. Because you can sort of almost in a way picture it, because I fly so much. And I think anybody that flies, you got to get ready for it. It's really well done. And there's a whole part of the story of this miracle on the Hudson that you know nothing about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. But I mean, you find out during the movie.
You do. Okay. But you, and so you don't, you didn't.
It's all true.
Well, I mean, it's based on the book by the captain of the by Sully Sullenberg, there's a part of it which I think we were so, you know, I think everybody was like, oh my gosh, this guy and his co-pilot landed this plane in the Hudson and everybody lived. I mean, you can picture that, right? You can remember the whole scene from it, and it is really well done. It is really well done.
Tearjerker.
I did. I got emotional about, I mean, just the whole, it's good. Triumph, and it jumps around. You know, I like the way it jumps around. And there's a whole part of the story that you didn't know about, or maybe didn't pay attention to. You probably knew about it, but you didn't pay attention to it. And I tell you, you got to go see this movie. Very good. Sully. Something else. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Mary has been hanging on in Northfield. Hi, Mary. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou.
Yes.
Hello. Hi. Listen, this is the quickest question and probably the easiest one you'll get in years.
Okay.
That jingle for PermaSeal.
The jingle?
You advertise PermaSeal all the time.
Yeah.
I hear it all day on WGN.
Yeah.
And at the end, they go, da, 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 something better, PermaSeal.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. I've turned the radio up so loud that people can hear it of three blocks away. I've put headphones on. What is it?
What do you mean, what is it?
What are the words?
Oh, what are the words?
Don't.
Lindsay?
Don't something
Wait,
for something
Lindsay,
better.
Lindsay, would you like to sing that?
Why don't we do it together?
Ready? What, you want to pick a key?
The known best for being better, PermaSeal.
Known best.
Known best. Oh, my God. Well, you
known best for being better, PermaSeal.
Yeah. Okay.
That was a little high.
Oh.
No, there are jingles going all day, and I get all the words. But that one, known best for being better. Okay. I would never have gotten it.
Now you can sing along.
Hold on a second. You know what? Because the carpets in your home are dirty. We're going to send you a three-room carpet cleaning from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, providing a level of clean that no one else in the area can deliver. Go to executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. It's $139 value. And when they come over, you can sing, known best for being better, PermaSeal. Quick break, and we'll be right back.
Saturday morning on WGN Radio. And that means you're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Kathleen in Naperville won the voice contest of the gentleman, Tony Cicola, who is the voice of O'Hare Airport. Every time I'm in the men's room, I hear Tony reminding me to wash my hands. Thank you, Tony, for doing that. By the way, citizens, TJ is back. By overwhelming demand, they've added a second show to see the return of Thomas Jefferson, presented by Conasec and Dillon Trial Attorneys on Saturday, November 5th at 1 p.m. at the MAC on the College of DuPage campus. Join WGN Radio's John Williams in a unique live stage show featuring founding father and third president Thomas Jefferson. Hear insights from TJ on what might be in store for us in the next chapter of America's history right before the election, and you'll get a chance to ask your own questions, too. Tickets for the 1 p.m. show are on sale now. Get your tickets today before the second show sells out. Buy online at WGNradio.com/events or call the Mac Box office at 630-942-4000. The return of Thomas Jefferson is presented by Conasec and Dillon Trial Attorneys and sponsored by Visit Springfield, and transportation is provided courtesy of O'Hare Midway Limousine. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, the Mr. Fix-It Show. This is Robert in Chicago. Robert, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hello, Lou. I want to ask you a question about a bathtub faucet.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we have the faucet. This is a 1971 model. No, we got a house built. They put the Price Pfister, the brand of the name, or the Price. It's got a right in the center of the faucet on top. It has a little knob. You pull it up where it diverts the water to the shower.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now what happened is you pull it up now, it don't do that, and a little water dribbles out, and you can hear a lot of pressure in the pipes making noises, you know.
What? How does it sound?
I hear like a boot or something, like it sounds like a vacuum or something in a pipe or something.
Wait, do the sound one more time.
Or something like that, or I can't be exact. I mean, that's like coming out of the front.
I'm just having some fun with you, and soon everyone will get to hear that again. All right, so what is the issue? You want to change that spout?
Yeah, well, the problem is it don't work. In other words, when you pull it up, a little bit of water might come out of the thing. And most of it comes out to the bottom of the faucet.
Yeah,
makes that noise.
Yeah. So we need to replace the spout.
Yes.
Now, what you need to find out on that spout is, my guess is 1971. That spout unscrews.
Yeah.
So you need to cut any caulking that's around the spout to the tile or the wall. Before you do that, I want you to put your hand underneath the spout, where the spout touches the wall, okay? And
wait, no, I don't. The spout is all the way out in the middle of the tub.
No. I understand, but the spout.
You mean the back part of it?
Yeah, the handle. The handle is in the front of the spout, correct? Where the water comes out, right? Where you lift up
it's a little lever, like in a sink. You have the little thing for the drain.
Correct, and it's on the top of the spout. Towards the front where the water comes out, correct?
Yeah, right, yeah.
All right. Where the spout connects to the wall, okay, where you see it right there, on the bottom of the spout, if you put your hand on the bottom, are you in that bathroom right now?
No. They don't have no screw in the bottom.
It doesn't.
No, because I tried that once before to look and see if there was a screw. Okay.
So now what you're going to do is you're going to cut the caulking that is probably connecting the spout to the tile,
and then
you're going to get a pair of channel locks, and you're going to grab onto that spout, and you're going to unscrew it.
Yeah, okay.
Righty-tighty, lefty-loosey.
Yeah, and that just trouble was before I was scared if I start turning, like something might break, and I don't know if I should do it or not.
Well, so here's the thing. If it doesn't break, then you're going to take it out, and you're going to go to the hardware store and say, I need one of these, and they're going to give you a new one. They may even give you a new stem because it's probably a piece of galvanized. It's either going to unscrew from the valve body inside the wall, or it's going to come off in a perfect world where the spout's going to come off and you're going to be left with a little threaded nipple sticking out of the wall. Then you're going to buy that new spout, and you're going to put a little Teflon tape on there, and you're going to screw it back on, and it's going to work like a dream. If you do all this and you're successful, the whole thing costs you $20. If you do this and you're unsuccessful, you have to hire a plumber to come out do that.
Yeah.
But it's worth the $20 risk.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the main thing. I was worried about that when you take the faucet, you can get a replacement for the inside of it.
You can get the new spout completely. You're not going to get any parts to replace inside.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I didn't even know if they still make them.
Well, not, they make newer versions of it, so it's not going to look exactly the same. But right, it's going to work out just fine. Give it a shot, you know, and unscrew it. You can, if you don't want to put the channel locks on the actual body of it, you can stick the handle of the channel lock at the end of the spout, like up in the spout, and use that as leverage to loosen it. But remember, righty tighty, lefty loosey. Nice steady pressure, and it should just unscrew no problems. Thanks so much for the phone call.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
We don't have to talk. Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
I think you're going to join the conversation if something changes or something like that. Hey, it's time for Just Text Me, sponsored by iwantsmart.com. And I want to also give you a little heads up. There's a brand new House Smarts this weekend. You've heard me talk about the poly level system that the people at PermaSeal do. Andrea Darlis did a story on that, and it's really cool. You'll find it very interesting. And there's this really good feature on aging well. This couple who retired but then became winemakers. It's really good. It's a brand new House Smarts. Check it out on WGN-TV today at 4:30 and tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning. Time now for Just Text Me. Right? 10:30? Why are you looking at me like that?
I feel like that's not right.
Today at 4. Yes. Today at 4. Yes. Sunday tomorrow at 10:30 on WGN-TV. Check your local listings. How are we doing on our Just Text Me?
Oh, you've got tons of texts. It's always hard to go through them. Okay, but I'm going to start with the 219. Help, Lou, we've got bees in the house. Can't find a spot where they're getting in. Could be possible. They're coming through my window or air conditioner. My window air conditioner.
Sure, but you need to find where the nest is. The bees in the house, not a good thing. If they're yellow jackets or we just eliminated a carpenter bee issue at our house. Part of the things with bees, I mean, obviously there's a lot of talk about honeybees that, you know, you want to stay away from messing with them. But some of these other bees can cause problems. And there's a dust that you can use. Actually, ironically, you know the taro ant dust?
Mm-hmm.
It's a similar product to what they use for the bees. If you can find where it kind of messes with their neuro system that they can't fly or whatever. And if you treat the area where it's at, they won't come back. With the ant stuff, but you have to find the nest.
Okay, so we have, like, in our roof outside the garage, there's a seam, and they're going in and out of that. This is my own personal problem, by the way.
Right. Could you text me? Because
it's kind of about the same one. So how do I
get there, in there? So in something like that, the problem with the dust is when you see professionals, they have, like, a little puffer that they put the dust in, and it has they squirt it, and it's got a little thing. So it's you don't have that, and hardware stores don't sell that. But in something like that, use the foaming bee spray. So it's a spray.
We did a spray, and it doesn't.
But you need the foam.
Okay.
And the other thing when it comes to eliminating bees, and again, I'm not talking about honeybees, so don't call me and say, "What are you doing?" Mm. But those kind of yellow jackets and whatnot, there's that. I mean, yeah, they do a nice job, but you don't want them stinging you or your little girls. You need to do it 3 days in a row. So it isn't like, I'm spraying, they're dead.
So we're not like going into that crack. We're just
going into that crack.
How do I get in there?
It sprays 20 feet.
Oh, all right.
And do it at night.
And have your husband do it.
Well, even better.
309, Lou, I have a problem with a whistling, marriage-breaking toilet. About every hour or so, my toilet starts whistling. You have to flush it to get it to stop. Please tell my husband that new insides will make it stop. Or else.
You need new insides to make it stop. Obviously, if it's whistling, it has to be, if it just keeps happening, it has to be something with the fill valve, would be my guess. So if you replace the fill valve only, which is super easy to replace, you turn the water off below it, flush the toilet, you have to scoop out any water that's left in the tank, dry it, take it apart where the water valve or where the water line comes up to the fill valve. And you can buy a Fluid Master, a Fill Pro, which is two really good fill valves. Replace that and you'll probably solve the problem.
815, I have dust and mold allergies and have been told to get an air purifier system in my home. I can't afford the unit that attaches to the furnace. Is there a portable unit you recommend?
Well, the problem with the portable units is they only work in the rooms where you have them. So the... ideas, you want to buy a unit that is HEPA filtration, which is probably the most common. The faster the fan spins, the better. The other thing that I would probably do is upgrade the furnace filters that you have. Yeah, those inline air purifiers are very expensive. One thing that you may want to consider is doing a UV light through your system, which is a little bit more less expensive than a whole house filtration. But the UV light, as the air passes through, kills all bacteria coming through it. And there are we did a Noodaloo 2 on a UV light.
The swordfish.
Oh, my gosh. How did you pull that out?
I have no idea.
The swordfish. It's a DIY. Comes complete with it. That was impressive.
Thank you.
That was impressive. you can buy that. It's a Canadian company. I want to say it was like $100. So it wasn't, you know, pennies, but it's not like an air purifier. I put that into your furnace and then get a help. You know who makes a really good room air purifier is 3M uses their Filtreat filters, and they have units that you can buy. Those are about $100 as well. Another company that makes really good HEPA filtration is a company called Holmes, and you can find those at hardware stores and other stores. Just look it up, and they'll tell you based on the square footage. But I will tell you this, the fan's got to run, and there's a low and a high, and if you have bad allergies, it's going to be high, and you're going to hear it all the time.
That's this week's Just Text Me, Lou.
Thank you. Sponsored by IWantSmart.com. 9:46 in the morning, 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break and get back to your phone calls right after these.
This afternoon at 1.
How to fight crime in Chicago, how to better elect a president, and the rage over the 571B banana slicer. I'm not kidding. This is John Williams.
It's your weekly check-in with King John at 1 o'clock. And then, the Wildcats of Northwestern look to bounce back with an in-state battle against Illinois State. Dave Bennett's got the pregame at 2 o'clock. The weekend was made for taking along 720 WGN.
Listen to this. If you're spending more than 2 minutes cleaning your shower, then you're obviously not using Wet and Forget Shower. Wet and Forget Shower is the easiest way to clean your shower and tub. After you shower, you spray Wet and Forget Shower, and you're done. The next morning, you simply rinse, and that's it. Doesn't get any easier than that. Not only, you just do it once a week. Spray on Wet and Forget Shower, and it cleans and prevents soap scum and shower grime. It even cleans mold and mildew stains. No scrubbing, no harsh chemicals or bleach, just a soft vanilla scent. Put away the harsh chemicals and eliminate the fumes. Candace in Florida calls it the best shower product. Kim in California said, "Hey, just wait. It's just what we wanted." And Deb in Georgia simply said, "Holy cow." Like that, how I'm doing the voices?
I do like that.
It worked, and it works like a charm. Stop wasting time scrubbing your shower. Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget Shower at participating Meijer, Menards, and Lowe's Home Improvement stores. And if this vision doesn't worry you, I use it in our own shower. Naked as a jaybird.
You love the scent.
And the scent doesn't bother me. I get done. It sits in the shower. I get done. I turn the shower off. I go, and then I get out. Naked as a jaybird. Is a jaybird naked?
I don't know.
That's from the song. Remember?
Is it?
The Streak? Right? Wasn't that? You don't remember the song, The Streak. But the song, The Streak, isn't there a line where it says, "Naked as a jaybird"?
I do believe there
is. Isn't there a line like that?
Mm-hmm.
So there I am with the Wet and Forget. I'm sure this is the last time they're going to sponsor the show. Wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Happy trails to you.
Thank you so much for listening. Time for Lou's last call. Thanks to Veronica and Sam and Lindsay. Always nice to spend Saturday mornings with you and you, the listeners, who call in and we try to help. Our last call is sponsored by Townstone Financial. It's Fran in New Lenox. Hi, Fran.
Hi, Lou.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, Fran, we're going to send you out a Mr. Fix-It Lou's Crew t-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsip, and created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet. What's going on?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we live in the older part of New Lenox, the town, and our
house.
And our house is 50 years old, and we have a couple of vents in our crawl space, and it's a dirt crawl space, but I want to know if they should be closed all the time or if we should open them at a certain time of the year, because we were told that you should open them because of the dampness and everything. So I just want to know if that's right or if we should just keep them closed all the time.
All right. So there's two theories. Okay.
Okay.
If you have a traditional crawl with vents, keeping them open provides airflow down there to help reduce the amount of moisture in a crawl.
Mm-hmm.
There should be insulation and a vapor barrier that is under, you know, when you look up to your floor so that that doesn't, those smells and moisture doesn't permeate up into your living space.
Mm-hmm.
And so that natural airflow, even some people put in those vents, they take them out and they make fans that you can hook up with a humidistat that'll turn on to suck that moist air out.
Okay.
The other conventional thinking is to encapsulate it all, something that the folks at PermaSeal do, where they essentially put a pool liner in the whole crawl, on the walls, the floor, the ceiling up above, and encapsulate the whole thing so any of the damp, moist, nasty air is vented out under that liner, and you have this super clean space.
Okay.
So it all depends on what you want to do with that overall place. But at this point, short term, I would keep those vents open and get some natural airflow going through there. I appreciate the phone call. Hang on so we can get your information so we can send you out the Lose Crew T-shirt. A couple of quick things of a reminder is we want to this Misericordia Fest is tomorrow from 11 to 6. Come on out. It's a great event to have lots of fun. And Joe Madden's Jeep that we're selling raffle tickets for to benefit Cubs Charities, Joe Madden's Respect 90, and also Misericordia is going to be at our Edgebrook Ace for everybody to see. You can buy tickets at Misericordia. You can buy it at our hardware store. Also, Binnie's is starting to sell them in Chicago as well at four of their locations, the South Loop, Grand Avenue, Lincoln Park, and Castle at Clark and Halstead. So if you want to buy those tickets, $100 each, and you could win a $70,000 Jeep. The ladies are getting ready for the Kathy and Judy. We're ready. Not
We're
getting ready.
Ready.
You are ready.
We are ready to rock.
And I've heard, though I haven't seen it yet, that your ankles look fantastic.
Do you check out women's ankles?
No.
Okay.
I check out women. I mean, not in that way, but I'm a very observant person when it comes to females.
Okay. Elbows? You don't look at elbows either.
No.
I just remember what
I told you.
We'll
I get
talk
in
about it on the show.
Yeah, I'm a bit. You know, I'm always impressed with when a woman has good-looking shoulders and good-looking arms, depending on what she's wearing.
Hmm. Well, then
arms. Then you must be looking at 20-year-olds.
Right.
No. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
So you know I'm on the Today Show with Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Uh-huh.
And Hoda, who is my age, she's 52 years old.
Uh-huh.
Fabulous arms and shoulders.
Okay. Well, she works it.
She probably works out.
That's a big job.
It is.
That's Michelle Obama. Gorgeous.
Michelle Obama. Absolutely.
Big job. But there comes a day in a woman's life, and Hoda will wake up one morning and go, where the hell did those come from?
Two extra things.
What the hell happened here? Yeah.
Look at it. And my ankles. They're now cankles.
All right. Well, we will discuss.
Well, there's a lot coming up. Have a great weekend.
You too, Lou.